now Phil Hendry. 1-800-449-8686.
All right, we're going to engage in something this hour that is, I do it under protest. I guess I shouldn't even say I do it under protest, because we're going to have David G. Hall on in a moment, who is our vice president of syndication for the Phil Hendry Show, and some other contestants. Get Bud in so he can play. They want me to play The Weakest Link to raise money. The idea of raising money for charity is fine. I just don't like doing any derivative stuff on a show. It bothers me. It bothers me to do derivative, stale things like that. But I guess I've got no choice. All right, I said it. Now let's go ahead and bring the... Bud, come on in, buddy.
You going to play?
Yes, you're going to play. And let's get on the phone right now, our contestants from Western Estates to play The Weakest Link, Bobby Dooley. And hi, Bobby, how are you?
Phil, I'm doing really good, thank you.
And David G. Hall.
Hello, Phil.
And Jeff Dowder. Jeff from Temple City, are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here. Thanks for having me on your program.
Okay, and Bud?
What?
You're going to play, right?
Yeah, I'm going to play The Weakest Link.
All right. Bud Dickman, who is an intern on our program, David G. Hall, who's with our programming department, Jeff Dowder, who's a listener, and Bobby Dooley. And we're going to be playing for a variety of different charities. So let's start the game. I'm going to introduce our first contestant. He is David G. Hall, our program consultant and vice president. David, who are you playing for?
Phil, today I'm going to be playing for... the YMCA.
Yeah, that's your charity.
That's my charity.
Okay, why?
I only do good things, so I'm told I wouldn't know, but the YMCA, okay, just move along, the YMCA.
You're playing for the YMCA, okay. I thought you wanted me to ask why.
Just you don't have to beat it to death.
You're playing because they do good things.
That's what I've heard.
All right, Bud Dickman, who works on our show and is here, and Bud, who are you playing for? What charity are you playing for?
I'm playing for a house.
That's not a charity. You got to play for a charity, Bud.
I'll tell him he's got to play for a charity.
I've told him. What charity?
Well, I don't understand.
On the show, you have to play for a charity, okay? What charity are you playing for?
Santa Claus.
Santa Claus is...
He makes a toy for the kids.
That's not a charity. It doesn't exist.
I'll play for Santa Claus.
He doesn't exist.
You said I'd play a charity, a person I've been give away.
Santa Claus doesn't exist. What charity?
Why are you yelling at the tard?
I'm yelling at the tard because I said to play for a charity.
Don't yell at him. He wants to play for Santa Claus. Let him play for Santa Claus.
What charity you want to play for, Bud?
How about the post office?
Not a government agency. A charity.
Look, Bud, this is David.
Hey, Mr. Hall.
Look, why don't you play for the... United Negro College Fund. That's a good charity.
I will play for a Negro.
Did you hear that?
He's an idiot. He's a tard. Just let him go with it.
He's playing for a Negro.
Yeah.
The United Negro College Fund, Bud.
Don't beat it to death.
No, United Negro.
Okay, you're playing for the United Negro College Fund.
No, I'm playing for the Negro.
Just let him play for what?
He can't say he's playing for a Negro. He's playing for the United Negro College Fund.
Why do you always got to get so worked up? Let him play for the United Negro or whatever it is.
What? Let me ask him, Bud. What's the United Negro?
You said about a college.
United Negro College Fund.
Let me write it down.
Yeah. Yeah, write it down.
Let him write it down.
Write it down, Bud.
I'm playing for the United Negroes in a college.
Move on.
Yeah, I'm going to move on. Okay, and the next person we have on here is Jeff Dowder, one of our listeners. And, Jeff, what is your charity?
Yeah, thanks a lot, Phil. Today I'm going to play for Jerry Lewis. Because it's...
Jerry Lewis. This is not a charity.
Yeah, he's a charity. He's done a lot for people. He's done so very much good. I watched the MS telecast after a little bit of a blast of a bipper. I got nice, checked it out, went through a change. Yeah.
Okay, Jerry Lewis.
Yeah, Jerry Lewis.
All right, so let me get this right. You're playing for the YMCA.
That's correct.
You're playing for who, Bobby?
You haven't asked me yet.
Oh, I'm sorry. Who are you playing for, dear?
You know, I've never thought about giving my money away. I'll have to,
Okay, well, then you think of one, and let's...
Just play the game, will you?
All right, let's play Weakest Link.
Whoa.
What?
Do it the way the broad does it.
Do what?
Do it the way that broad does it on TV. The Weakest Link. Go ahead.
And now it's time to play The Weakest Link.
mind, will you?
Do it again.
Now it's time to play The Weakest Link.
Okay, that's good.
All right, Bud, you ready to go?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, in 1776, what document was signed that created America's independence?
Pearl Harbor.
Is that right?
No, it's not right.
Then you move on.
It was the Declaration of Independence. David.
I'm right here.
What government agency oversees taxation and collection of taxes in the United States?
FCC.
The FCC oversees taxation.
I don't... What is it?
The Internal Revenue Service. Bobby.
Uh-huh.
What country is directly south of America?
Bank.
Would you shut up?
Bank.
What was your question?
Hold on for a minute, Bobby, okay? What are you talking about?
Bank.
You're not... It's not even your turn, is it?
What are you doing to the tard?
Hey, what do you mean, what am I doing to the tard? The guy's yelling bank, okay?
Just leave him alone.
I'm not going to let him yell bank.
All right, but look at Bud. You got to do it according to the rules.
I'm going
to
go bank.
You can't go bank, man. It ain't your turn. You understand?
Bank.
You better not be hitting the tard.
I'm hitting the phone on the freaking desk. I'm so mad. Bobby.
Mm-hmm.
What country is directly south...
Bank.
Do you want me to come over and slap you?
You can't slap that tard. Now, you know we got calls.
Then how can I get this guy?
But isn't that part of the rule that you're gonna bank?
You gotta win money before you bank it, don't you?
Yeah, didn't I win?
Win what?
Yeah, I win money.
You didn't win any money.
I answered a question.
I asked you what was the Declaration of Independence. I said in 1776, what document was signed? You said Pearl Harbor.
Then I go bank.
No, then you don't go bank, man. Then you gotta sit there and shut up until I ask you a question and you get it right.
All right, enough with the tard. Let's move on.
Bank. Okay, Bobby.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What country is directly south of America?
My husband Steve's here. Can I...
Yeah, sure. You can consult.
What country is south of...
That'd be South America. South America?
No, what country is south of America?
South America.
Wrong. All right, Jeff.
Yeah, man.
Who said, ask not what... It's Mexico, by the way.
Oh, uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Bank. Why can't I do it there?
Because she didn't get it right either, man.
You can't bank.
No, you gotta have some money to bank. What country south of America?
South America, as they say.
It's Mexico.
Do they bank?
What are you doing to the tard?
I'm not doing nothing to the tard, man. I'm just trying to get through this bit. That's all. The one that you wanted me to do.
Ask the question.
Okay, Jeff?
I'm right here.
Who said, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country? Who said that?
John Lennon.
Is that right?
No, it's John Kennedy. Okay. Okay, now we're going to...
It was John Kennedy?
Yeah, John Kennedy.
Not John Lennon.
No. Now we're going to...
John Lennon...
That's fine, man.
Bank.
Will you... We're done, okay? Hear that?
Okay, now I want a bank.
Mike, I will ask you to come in here and gag him if he does it again. Gag him. Okay, it's time... time is up. Out of a possible $400...
What do we do?
You guys didn't get any money.
What about bank?
There's no money to bank. So now it's time for you to vote somebody off.
Oh, it's going to be... I know how to vote off now.
Me too, yeah.
All right, well, it's time to vote somebody off, so here we go. Our contestants are now thinking about who they want to vote off, and then you guys tell me, okay?
Bank.
You're testing me, aren't you, Bud? In other words, if you say bank enough... And then I beat you within an inch of your life, then David will fire me.
That's pretty much what I'll do.
Yeah, I know that. So you're just saying bank to see if I won't hit you. All right. Okay, we have Bobby Dooley, we have Bud Dickman, we have David G. Hall, and Jeff Dowder. We'll go to you first. Bud, who did you vote for?
I voted for Bobby Dooley.
Okay, why?
Because she's a girl. I don't
What, are you asking me or are you telling me?
Because she's a girl.
You voted for Bobby because she's a girl.
Yeah, I don't want to have her there.
All right, Bobby, there's one vote for you. And let's go to Bobby. Bobby, who'd you vote for?
Well, that's very interesting because Steve and I voted for Bud.
Okay, why'd you vote for Bud?
I voted him off because my husband doesn't like his dented head and his manner. He's just a retard.
Slut.
Okay, watch that, okay?
She's slut.
Hey, you're dying, my wife. Sorry.
Dumbass.
Okay, they voted for you. Move on to the next one.
It's slut.
Yeah, great. Next one. Who's the next guy here?
How about me?
Okay, David, who'd you vote for?
I voted for Jeff.
Why?
Because he's an imbecile.
Because he's an imbecile.
Yeah.
All right, Jeff, you there?
Right here, man.
Who'd you vote for?
Well, I voted for David Hall.
Okay, why?
Well, you know...
Yeah, well, that figures. You'd vote for me. I voted for you.
No, I voted for you because you're the embodiment of every dude what was ever on my case, man.
Well, that's... You're an idiot.
Yeah, and you're a fascist. That's who I voted for because he's in my grill, okay? That's it.
Oh, God. All right.
All right, so who loses?
Who loses? You all voted for the same... It's a tie.
Wait, who won?
There's nobody won.
Bank.
Come here.
Wait a minute.
There, that's it.
Who won?
Nobody won. You guys voted for Jeff. Jeff voted for Bobby. Bobby voted for Bud. There ain't nobody that won, okay? You're all idiots. That's why nobody won.
That's a cool shot, dude.
Yeah, well, if you knew how to play...
What about our charities?
What?
What about our charities? What about the charities?
Well, if you guys know how to play the game, man, YMCA, or so I'm told.
Look, I want to see you in my office after the show.
Why?
You screwed this up.
How did I screw this up?
God, it's got to be a winner, you idiot.
You guys all voted for each other.
I voted for Jeff.
Yeah, Jeff voted for you, and Bobby voted for Bud, and Bud voted for her. It's a tie.
Thank you.
Hit that thing, man. Let's get out of this. Put this thing in a can and leave it on the street.
Yeah. 1-800. Turn it off. And turn that off.
Bank.
1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
And last night, if you were watching the game, you might have had a similar reaction to the one that I had in garbage time. It was not even really garbage time. It was the game was still in doubt as the Lakers and the Sixers both began to ever so gently introduce their white players into the game. Yes. Always a jarring moment, isn't it? You know, to see those white legs. It's just very, very glaring and jarring. Oh, Jesus. Oh, it's white. Oh, he's playing basketball. Yeah, I guess you can. I guess you're allowed to. But it's a very visually jarring thing. You're watching these black teams going up and down the floor. All of a sudden, here comes the white guys in. And that Madsen kid, what's his name, Mike? Plays for the Lakers. Mark Madsen plays for the Lakers. And good kid's glad to be in the game. Big, tall, talented kid. And getting all kinds of support, I would think, from his teammates. But there he was with those white legs. You know, I used to be really embarrassed because I'm very fair-skinned. I never had a tan. Getting into a game for me was particularly... I was playing with other white players. The time I ever played against black guys is... we played Verbum Dei, which is a school in South Central. And we played them in basketball. And it was pretty close. It was like 110-50. And we kept it tight through a quarter. And we went down, and, you know, that was the first time I played against black players, so my really fair white skin was even more jarring in that environment. But you know what I'm saying? Last night, in comes Madsen. I think a couple of the guys for the Sixers. They had a couple of white boys getting into that ball game, and it's always a very interesting and a very surprising event to see a white basketball player on the floor of the NBA. Well, you may be surprised to know that there are actually 73 white players in the NBA, and we did some research. And we've got every one of them right here. Most of them I've never heard of. Many of them from Eastern Europe. Some of them shouldn't be playing basketball. Let's put it that way. They should be doing something else. But here they are, and I don't really know what to do with this material that we've amassed here, and, other than just to read it off and tell you who they are in case you, if you're watching a basketball game in the near future, and you know, next season when the season begins, watch for these white boys, you know. Watch for these white boys. If the NBA comes to your neighborhood, watch for this white kid. Because let's see if they can play ball. Huh? Let me see, Mike. I can't... When the camera pans the bench, you'll know their names. Exactly. Carl Bodler of the Atlanta Hawks. Vitali Potapenko of the Boston Celtics. Brent Price, of course, of the Vancouver Grizzlies. Bryce Drew of the Chicago Bulls. He's 6'3", 185. Zydrunas Ilgauskas of the Cleveland Cavs. Whatever the hell. The guy didn't go to college. It says college, none. You know, college. He was at war, okay? He was in Serbia. He was in the army. That's what he was doing. Sean Bradley of the Dallas Mavericks. He is from Brigham Young. He's 7'6". Rafe LaFrance of the Denver Nuggets. He's 6'11", from Kansas. Judd Buchler, a Buchler of the Detroit Pistons. He's 6'6", from Arizona. Adam Keefe of the Golden State Warriors. He's 6'9", out of Stanford. Have you heard of anybody yet? A couple of these guys I have. Matt Bullard, or Bullard, from the Houston Rockets. He's 6'10", Iowa. Austin Crozier, Indiana Pacers. He was prominent in last year's finals against Providence. Cherokee Parks, we know him because he's with the L.A. Clippers. Cherokee is 6'11", went to Duke. Todd Fuller, Miami Heat, North Carolina State. Now, then there's a few of these guys that we're not sure whether they're white or black. And one of them was Mark Bibby. Now, I know Henry Bibby is black, but is Mark looks a little even lighter than his dad. And then there is Greg Foster. And that's still a mystery. I don't know. Mark Pope, Milwaukee Bucks, 6'10", Kentucky. Sam Jacobson, Minnesota Timberwolves, 6'4", Minnesota. In Minnesota, having lived there, I know they probably demand to have a few white guys on a roster. They just, there's no way they're going to sit still up there in Lily White Land to see nothing but a spade flush coming out on the floor every night. Forget it. And the same thing with the Celtics. Don't get angry about the spade flush line. I say it with all due respect and admiration and love. Jamie, is it Fike? New Jersey Nets, 6'8", Michigan State. Greg Foster, of course, of the Lakers. He's 6'11", went to the University of Texas at El Paso. And the Celtics, by the way, have exactly one white guy on their roster now. And I remember when they were overloaded with the white boys, but especially in the 80s. They had Kevin McHale. They had Boston's, they had Larry Bird. They had, who's the guy that we all love to hate, and now he's actually kind of a cool guy? Danny Ainge. Danny, everybody in L.A. hated his guts because he was such a whiner. But now, I like listening to him in the NBA. He's actually pretty smart, and I think he coached the Suns, didn't he, for a while? Travis Knight of the New York Knicks. Travis, very talented guy from Kentucky. He's 7 feet tall. Andrew DeClercq, Orlando Magic. He's 6'10", went to Florida. Matt Geiger, of course, we've seen him in the series of the 76ers. He's 7'1", Georgia Tech, hitting those outside shots. Beautiful. Vinny Del Negro, I know, you'd think with a name like that he's black. Well, he ain't. He's white, 6'4", North Carolina State, Phoenix Suns. Will Perdue, Portland Trailblazers, 7 foot Vanderbilt. Now, the reason why we're singling out all the white guys in the NBA is this may be the only time you'll ever hear their names broadcast, and let's just a little tip of the hat to some guys who will never get into the game. John Berry, very good player, Sacramento Kings, 6'5", Georgia Tech, son of the great Rick Berry. Danny Ferry, San Antonio Spurs, used to play for the Clippers, in fact, 6'10", Duke. He screwed that series up royally for them. And I'm kidding. Well, maybe I'm not kidding. I don't know. Brent Berry, Seattle Supersonics, another spawn of Rick Berry. Eric Montrose, Toronto Raptors, North Carolina. John Crotty, Utah Jazz. Utah Jazz had a couple of white boys in there. And then Christian Laettner, who is almost black. And there's many, 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 many more. 70 in total. Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Getting back to this hour's topic, how glaring and frightening is it when you see a white man get into an NBA game? And our number again is 1-800-4... Anyway, I've been just going through our stuff here, Mike, looking at the number of white guys per team. The Orlando Magic has like four white guys, the Hawks have four, and the Nets have a whopping five white cats on their roster. All three of these teams suck. So there you go. Is there anything more telling? The Minnesota Timberwolves actually only have two. Now, the Lakers and Sixers, getting back to the series, only have two apiece. And if the Sixers can get one rid of one of them, maybe they could win this. Well, it's too late now. Anyway, speaking of that series, it's over, as you know. The series is over. The Lakers, 3-1. Forget it. Great, very valiant effort on the part of the Sixers. But now, Friday night's viewers, well, it's going to be up in Los Angeles and Philly, but the rest of the country is, like, done with this series. The excitement, and it almost would have been worth it if the Sixers could have found a way to win last night, but wasn't going to happen. Wasn't going to happen for a couple of reasons, although I don't know what those are right now because I'm not that much of a basketball analyst, but I thought I'd sound like one. It's not going to happen for two reasons. What are those, Bob? Well, let's get back to and down to you. But in any event, the series is over, and there's going to be a whole lot of flags left, those Laker flags that I've seen flying from car antenna, everything else, and not that there's anything wrong with that, but the Laker flags that are out there right now are going to give spawn to something that'll happen next year, I know. Some dumbass is going to cut eye holes in it and wrap it around his head, and he's going to be Super Laker Man next year. Or they're going to... You want to know what to do with those Laker flags? Diapers and jock straps. I'm going to tell you. Speaking of dumbass or otherwise, and white people, whatever happened to Dancing Barry? Now, the question's been asked, but only by a few old-timers such as myself. Dancing Barry, of course, was seen at the old Fabulous Forum as the Lakers were in their big Showtime run back in the 80s. Dancing Barry was this cat that would come out of the crowd and dance during breaks. I don't know how to describe the guy. He wasn't a very good dancer. He was a very interesting guy that everybody kind of expected to see. And during the break, they'd play this music, and then down from the upper levels of the arena would dance this guy in this spangled suit, really crappy dance steps, spinning around, clapping his hand, kind of looking like, you know, an accountant that somebody had spiked the punch on, you know. An accountant that somebody finally spiked the ecstasy on, and he is just full of love. And then just as quickly as he came into our midst, he was gone. Craig heard that the guy had fallen asleep too close to a railroad track, and, you know, that'll happen. But I don't know whatever happened in the old days. And speaking of white people, are we ever going to see a bunch of black folks sit in those $1,500 seats there at the floor? Or is that always going to be Nicholson? It is? Okay. Anyway, so you guys know that this series is over with, and what can I tell you? It was fun for 3 games. All right, getting back to how many white guys on each team. Phoenix Suns, 4. They made it pretty far in the playoffs for having that many. San Antonio Spurs, 3. Utah Jazz, where you'd think there'd probably be an abundance, 4. Eric Montrose is the only Toronto Raptor that's white. The Wizards only got one white guy. Check out the Sacramento Kings. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6 white boys on the Sacramento Kings. They are the winners of tonight's Dairy Queen white man competition here on the Phil Hendry Show. The Sacramento Kings with 6 white guys, and a good ball club, too. They got John Berry, Vlade Divac, which don't even go there with that.
Are you sure he's white?
Yes. Scott Pollard, who's a complete maniac. This Predrag Stojakovic. He's from, it says college, none. So it's another guy that came out of like the Lithuanian pro ranks or something. I don't even want to know. Then there's this guy, Turgolo. Mike claims he's white. And I will say this, he's a good ball player. I think he's like from Egypt. And so maybe that qualifies, maybe it doesn't. But if it doesn't, then they're back into a tie with the New Jersey Nets. Jason Williams, of course, great ball player. Speaking of that, have you seen those ads? And I guess they're Nike ads where the guys come out during the game. The guys come out and they're doing all those steps. And I was watching that the other night on TV, looking at these kids throwing the ball around, doing just some beautiful steps. And the kids were asking me, what teams do they play for? I said, well, those kids are like gang members. Those aren't NBA players. Well, what? No, are you kidding me? No, they're like playground guys or something. They come out of South Central like that. Then I see Jason Williams. Turns out they are NBA players. But those are remarkable commercials. And amazing. And all of a sudden, I realized that the sort of the influence the Harlem Globetrotters had on modern basketball is much deeper. And speaking of that, how many white guys are on the Globetrotters? You guessed it, 10. So they have the most. No, the Globetrotters have 10 white guys, and they're all starting. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
By the way, they got a movie that CBS is thinking about doing a movie, the Timothy McVeigh story, and I was reading the news story on this. The producers are saying that they don't want to glorify what McVeigh did. They want to do something that's going to focus on the victims, and it was a lower-level producer. I can only really well imagine somebody from upstairs. I don't want to do anything McVeigh thing, anything negative, so you're going to have to just do all the really cool stuff, and I don't have to, you know, forget about it. So what a guy is telling you that the movie he's going to do is this vision that he has. It's 16 guys' vision. You know, the director says, I thought I'd do a film about... You mean the board of directors thought you'd do a film? Well, okay, if you have to go there. Yeah, I got to go there.
Why can't it be about my vision?
Well, it's not about your vision. It's about 15 guys who are producers, right?
You're really embarrassing me.
Well, that's what you get for going into the line of work you want to do, right? And what do you mean you're going to do a film about Timothy McVeigh and focus on all of the other people? What is that supposed to mean?
Well, he's sort of an entree.
And who are you going to get to play him, by the way?
Paul Sorvino.
Yeah, that's great. A fat Italian. Are you nuts?
I think he can stretch.
Yeah.
Well, Anthony Hopkins did Nixon. And
Anthony Hopkins looks a little bit like Nixon with the right hairdo. Paul Sorvino don't look like Timothy McVeigh. You goofball.
Well, he's got a development deal with the network.
Oh, I see. Well, in that case, why don't you get Ellen DeGeneres to play him?
Good idea.
Okay, so Ellen DeGeneres is going to be playing Timothy McVeigh in the upcoming movie because she's got a development deal.
Well, we got to find something for her to do.
Okay. 1-800-449-8686. Should we just go to the phones? Why don't we just go to the phones? Phil Hendry Show here. Let's go to Dave. Hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Phil, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, Phil. Did you read where President Bush stopped bombing Vieques, Puerto Rico? Did you read about that or hear about that at all?
Nah, I heard about they were bombing it or something.
Yeah, it was like the Navy or something was using it for targets practice off of the coast of Puerto Rico. You did not hear about that or know nothing?
No, I didn't. Well, I heard about it. So what did they back down?
Yeah, I mean, what happened was this. President Bush said that he is not going to bomb it, like, because of the protests.
Okay.
And to me, I mean, I don't want to be disrespectful or nothing of the chief commander, of the commander-in-chief, but to me, that's just pussy, man.
Well, why is that? And please don't say that, okay? It's some people...
No, I mean, he's being pussy.
Well, the president made a decision to end the bombing because of these protests, and presidents don't dig getting protested.
See, that's what I mean. That's what I mean.
But what you mean is what?
It's essentially pussy for Bush to do that because the Republican Party has never been pussy.
What do you mean, the Republican Party?
Isn't that what it's called, man?
The Republican Party. And yeah, I think the Republican Party has been pussy. Plenty of time.
Never, man. As long as I have been alive and seen the Republican...
The Republican
Party, they never been pussy.
Thank you for your call.
Okay.
Bull crap. Bush doesn't even know where Puerto Rico is. He don't even know where Puerto... Oh, wait a minute. Maybe his old man sent him there to dry out once. That was cruel of me, okay? I take that back, okay? I mean, that was really...
We should all send Mr. President Bush some, like, Vagisil. That's how...
Okay. 1-800-449-8686. Puerto Rico at that bombing range thing. You ever been to Mexico? Or not Mexico. Have you ever been to Hawaii where they were bombing that island off of Maui? You know the one I'm talking about. You don't see no goats going crazy because they're getting shelled, do you? Because all they got over there are goats. All right, 1-800-449-8686. Go to Charlie. Hi, Charlie, on the Phil Hendry Show.
Phil, it's great to talk with you. I just love your program.
Thank you.
Phil, by the way, the Puerto Rico, they shouldn't stop bombing Puerto Rico because with the bombing, they caused some $5 billion worth of improvements.
Yeah, it's great. Is that it, sir?
No, sir. I just I thought I'd throw that in.
Yeah, ha 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 ha.
Okay.
What do you want to talk about? Mike says you want to talk about Tiger Woods?
Yes, I want to talk about Tiger Woods. Phil, this Tiger Woods is a golfer. Would you agree with it?
I'd say he's a hell of a golfer.
Hell of a golfer. And yet, it seems like every time we turn around, we've got to bend down and plant our lips on this guy's posterior. I think...
He's a great golfer. I don't think anybody's asking you to idolize him. If you love golf, you really appreciate him. If you don't, whatever.
Well, I love golf, but let me ask you this. Has he invented a cure for cancer?
Obviously not.
All right. When he invents a cure for cancer, give me a call. Okay? Because when he invents a cure for cancer, somebody ought to call me. I think the reason why they make a big deal out of this kid, when he invents a cure for cancer...
Give you a call?
Yeah.
Why don't you leave my number, okay?
Well, what are you getting upset about?
I heard it three times. When he invents... What should we do if he invents a cure for cancer?
Give me a call?
Yes. We'll do that.
I think the whole thing... Well, you're angry now.
Yes, I'm a little... the redundancy is what was driving me ape, okay? You got anything new to say? Some new point of view?
Do you think we'd be making a big deal out of him if he wasn't colored?
Yeah, okay. Thanks for your call.
Just give me a call if he...
Invents a cure for cancer. Look at Tiger Woods is fantastic. I hope he wins this U.S. Open like record-breaking. I would love to just see this thing keep going, okay? And then I'd like to see him invent a cure for cancer to shut all those guys up. Hey, Tiger, when you're done with the U.S. Open, get a cure for cancer going, will you? That way all these old guys with their tablecloth pants, with pants that look like a picnic table tablecloth, all those cats will shut up with the whole thing. And the worst, well, I don't want to single out anybody. I really don't want to mention any names. But my mother-in-law, I'm kidding. 1-800-449-8686. I don't want to say my mother-in-law, but you know, the other day she was talking about Tiger Woods, and she likes him. 1-800-449-8686. Go to RC. Hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, Phil, great show as always.
Thank you.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about Tiger Woods. But I do want to just inject a couple of things about him. He's not black. He's from the Philippines.
Well, his mother is Filipino.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of people don't point that out.
Okay, good. What did you want to talk about?
Well, I want to ask you a question, Phil, because I was talking with a friend of mine the other day. I really, really, really think this bears repeating. How come John Travolta hasn't done a good movie since Pulp Fiction? I mean, that was radical. But how come...
John Travolta hasn't done what?
A good movie since Pulp Fiction.
Well, what would you call a good movie? I mean, he did Get Shorty.
That balloon. Get Shorty and Phenomenon Balloon.
What do you mean it balloon?
It's past tense of it blows.
What the hell are you... Where are you coming up with these calls, Mike? The movie Get Shorty... Okay, so the movie Get Shorty sucks.
It sucked.
It bloom.
It's the past tense.
If the past tense of it blows, it blew, not bloon.
Well, then how come when you say he threw the ball or the ball had been thrown?
He threw the ball or the ball had been thrown.
Yeah. So you could say that movie blows or it had been blown.
Are you stupid? You go to high school?
Yes, sir, I do.
Then what do you mean it had been blown? The movie... I'm sorry, I shouldn't yell at you.
I didn't mean it. I really like your show.
You're absolutely right, and I'm very, very sorry.
A call up to be contributor of the Phil Hendry Show.
I appreciate that, kid, and I've been on edge ever since they made me do this weakest link thing.
You should be careful, or you'll balloon.
Yes, I'll balloon.
I think your show ballooned up.
You freak. What do you mean my show ballooned up? Bug off, kid. Who needs you? John Travolta hasn't done a good movie since Pulp Fiction. Let's look at... Mike, did you hand me that? Here it is. John Travolta. Well, let's see. The last one he did... did we hang up on that kid, please? He did Domestic Disturbance. Is that the one that's out right now? I don't have any clue. Swordfish is out right now, which is what? What's the review on that, baby? It's like sucks. Basically it...
Bloon!
Yeah, it bloon. VH1, Behind the Music, Grease. That's, okay, Lucky Numbers. I don't remember these. And I'm a John Travolta fan. I can safely say I like the cat, man. Battlefield Earth. I would have seen it, but the word of mouth on that was so putrid. The stench wafting from the open doors of movie theaters up and down the valley forced me. I had to retreat, get run for cover with a nose clip. I didn't even see it, but everybody said, don't go. Why do I allow myself to be manipulated that way? What does he want? What?
Okay, I just want to ask a question.
What?
Other than Swordfish showing Halle Berry's boobs, Swordfish balloon, don't you agree?
Yeah, I agree, man. There, is that all you wanted to ask? Why would you put him through with a stupid call like that? Other than her showing her boobs, it balloon. Then you got Forever Hollywood, Intimate Portrait Kelly Preston, Our Friend Martin, The General's Daughter. Is that another one that balloon? What'd you see? Did you see it, Mike? I thought you saw all of it. You did? What'd you think? Good movie? VH1, Brenner, Civil Action, sucked. Saw it, sucked. Thin Red Line. That's the one that was about World War II. I heard a really good comment about Thin Red Line. In 10 years, nobody will remember Pearl Harbor. Half the people will remember Saving Private Ryan. And Thin Red Line will be considered a classic. A classic in the genre. But I can tell you this right now.
It blued.
Yeah, there you go. It blued. Also, Primary Colors, I heard, was fun. Mad City, good God, what a horrible pile. Face Off, unnecessary. She's So Lovely. Michael, all of these flicks now, my wife loved the hell out of. Phenomenon, Broken Arrow. Broken Arrow was cool. I like that. He played a bad guy. Get Shorty, White Man's Burden, and of course, the great one, the only one, the one that brought him back. The greatest movie he's done since Saturday Night Fever. You guessed it. Look Who's Talking Now. No, of course, it's Pulp Fiction. Okay, 1-800-449-8686. It's Phil Hendry Show.